The doctor was the monk. Sorry, old habits. Here we go. How does a podcast evolve after you've practically solved every puzzy and riddy? You really gotta expand upon your limited brand before your show gets really shitty. You turn to face reality and pray your personalities will carry this last minute pivot through. So here comes the content that nobody wanted. Now it's time for Hate Riddle Riddles Clue Crew.
Marco. Marco.
Edel.
Rubio. Huh?
That was funnier than what I was going to do for sure.
Were you going to say like Marco Pollo?
Rubio. No.
Ralph Lauren Polo.
Hold on. Let's get Aaron in here real quick. Aaron, did you find him?
No, I couldn't find him. I don't care though.
Yeah, me neither.
No one cares.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong.
Are we talking about Ralph Lauren in here?
Correct me if I'm wrong. Was Marco Rubio the one who frantically drank from a tiny little bottle of water?
Yeah, we love that.
Mm-hmm. It was such a tiny bottle of water.
Yeah, I've never seen someone so sweaty and so frantic to drink water, to gulp it down even.
Republicans look a fool, and we post it on the internet. It's very good because you can keep going back to those things whenever you need a little energy boost.
It is funny to see, to think back and be like, so much has gone wrong in politics. But then to think about Howard Dean and his entire life being ruined by him going, rah!
By his one little scream.
The truest thing about this podcast is we all think about that Howard Dean scream at least three times a day.
Hey, it's that and Adele Jazeem.
Wickedly talented.
I think about that almost every day. I was going to say, with Marco Rubio, I think that there's got to be a thing where he's introducing himself to people who don't know him, and he says, like, hey, I'm a senator, and people are like, oh, and he goes, from Florida. They go, oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my condolences.
Condolences, Rice. So, Aaron, this is your Patreon. You claimed ownership. What mm-hmm. are we up to today?
I bid on this Patreon. I did an eBay bid on this Patreon. I had to wake up in the middle of the night in order to win it. I won it for $3.
Oh,
dude, that's whoever set that to close in the middle of the night is an idiot. Because
it was you.
$3, huh? Okay.
If you don't know, we each bid on, like, if someone doesn't want to do Patreon, the other two can buy it. Mm-hmm, it's just sort of like a fun way to keep us on our toes. So I bought this one.
Mm-hmm.
None of that is true. It was just my turn. So, any hoodle, welcome to Oregon. Bee-dee-dee, welcome.
Ducks and Portland, also a mountain. I forget the name, but there's wine aplenty.
Oregon.
Oh, I think it's Mount Hood, right? Mm-hmm. I think that's a mountain.
Oregon's cool. Oregon's got like Portland and Seattle, right?
Of Vancouver, yeah.
Okay, good.
I was hoping you guys would know. So this one's kind of tricky because it was on my next to-do thing because someone on Instagram messaged me and said, please do Oregon. It would mean so much to me. And my friend who listens, please do Oregon. And then I can't find the message. And I searched for an hour and then I said, that's too long to search. So if you are the one who suggested Oregon for you and your friend, please message me again and I want to give you credit in another episode. But for now, we're jumping into Oregon. What a state, huh? Have you two been there? I know you've been there, Adel. JB?
I've been to Portland for two or three different Magic Tavern live shows. And I would say if I didn't live in Chicago, the three places I would live instead would be New Orleans, Austin, or Portland. Portland is outstanding. It's like in the middle of a bunch of nature, so you could easily have big city life but also go get to nature within like 10 minutes. It has the world's, maybe not the world's, but one of the biggest bookstores in the world. Mm-hmm. It's incredible. It has amazing donuts, amazing ice cream, amazing food. It has so much to offer. It has one of the coolest things any city has, which is a giant sign that's like the outline in neon of Oregon with a deer jumping over it, which is one of my favorite things any city has. It's outstanding.
I don't want to split hairs here, Adel, but you did say that you wanted to live in all three of those places, I'm assuming at once. So can you just give me a quick rundown of which pieces go where?
I would say torso, Portland, because that's where my tummy is. Good food. I would say arms and one leg in Austin, because that has to be weird. Got to keep Austin weird. And then I would say head and one leg in New Orleans, so I can hop around and see all the sights.
Nothing weirder than a bunch of dismembered limbs. That's how we want to keep Austin weird.
Oh, that pile of limbs? That's just Adel.
I'll also say, Adel, that I believe that if you say that Portland is the only place in Oregon that you've ever been, correct?
We were on like a road trip tour, so I drove through a lot of Oregon, but I couldn't tell you where else we were. It was just a lot of beautiful nature. A lot of trucks with like timber on the back, like almost like the opening of Twin Peaks or something.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
A lot of dead women wrapped in shower curtains, almost.
He doesn't mean it.
Well, Portland is like it's on the border, right? It's not the border, but it's right next to Washington. It's you like go down from Washington and there you are in Portland, correct?
I believe so.
So it's barely Oregon. So we should just discount it completely, correct?
I think that's their city motto.
I felt you building up to that. I was like, what's he about to do? He's about to do something.
I'm from Indianapolis. Indianapolis famously in the exact geographical middle of Indiana. That is the only way that you could truly say that you have been to a place is if you have been to the middle of that place.
I'm right in the middle of the Midwest, and I'm going to deny ever having lived here.
We're not in Illinois, because Chicago is like, it's basically Indiana. It's right on the border.
We're basically floating on Lake Michigan.
Exactly.
I will say, I looked it up, and the reason that Indianapolis is smack dab in the middle of Indiana is because the city founders knew the city was so bad that they put it dead in the middle. So if you tried to escape, you'd start walking or you'd be on your horse for 8 hours and then you'd be like, you know what? This is not worth it. And you'd head back. Because if Indianapolis was
trying to claim Chicago. Oh, no.
If Indianapolis was on the border, everyone would just be like, well, I'm just going to go over here.
No, Adel, you fool. The first mayor of Indianapolis, Jacob Horselover, said he was going to put Indianapolis in the middle of the map because, and I quote, I want to make a nipple on like a rectangle titty.
This happens every time we do one of these state things. Tell us what state we're going to do, and we end up talking about an entirely other state the entire time. Indiana, Whoopsie. You will have your day, and that day will be the last day of the state thing.
You'll know it's Indiana's day when there's four horsemen riding across the land.
Okay, but JPC, have you been there?
No, I never have been to Oregon. I would love to go.
I would love to go as well. I think that would be a great place to do a live show one day.
Well, Aaron,
interested.
I'm not taking you, okay?
Don't quit
fishing for it.
Please don't go without me. I'll be so sad.
They also have a very, very good tiki bar there. I think it's called Hale Pele.
Holy shit.
Ooh,
okay.
Okay. Hale Pele. The big soccer fans? Mm-hmm. Football, sorry.
Yeah, it's Hale Pele.
So Oregon, some little fun facts about it. Became a state in 1859. The state animal is a beaver, an American beaver. The state bird is the western meadowlark. The state flower is a grape. It's a grape. It's the Oregon grape.
So the state flower is wine?
Yeah, the state flower is a grape, which is okay. The capital is Salem. There's a population of about 4 million. And the nickname is the Beaver State, assuming because they have a lot of beavers and nothing else.
Wait, Oregon only has 4 million people in it?
Yeah.
Wow. We have more people than that in Chicago.
But less beavers.
That's true.
Insane.
I guess so. I was trying to think if we had what's that Wild Beaver Saloon? Isn't that there a chain that's like a? It's like the Buffalo Wild Wings or?
No.
Oh, okay.
Is this a real thing? Wild Beavers? Is this like a reverse Hooters?
It's basically
wow, that hit me in like a tidal wave. Holy shit. What?
Okay, so they have one in Indianapolis and Nashville. But I think it is a chain. I know I've seen it in Nashville. Wild Beaver Saloon. It's exactly that. It's a karaoke bar, but I think it's probably a little bit about what we all think it's about.
It's my favorite Rolling Stones song. Wild Beavers.
They did one for every animal.
Drag me away.
They were paid by the Ark.
So I've never been there, but I hope to go one day. And based
to
on
the
my
Wild Beaver Saloon in Nashville,
yeah,
Aaron.
Why can't I go? I'm getting
you can go.
Karaoke.
It's the bachelorette capital of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
Nashville, it is.
Nashville, it is, yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe not the world, maybe the United States, because Dubai
exists.
Dubai is where it exists.
I hope the moon becomes where bachelor and bachelorette parties go. I think that would be a really good use for the moon. Just send them all. Just throw them into space.
Okay, so if that's true, then they're going to need comedians to do, like, you know, bachelor party entertainment or bachelorette party entertainment. So, Aaron, would you take, like, a cruise ship job on the moon? So this is 3 months on moon. It's like, it's what was the thing called in the Czech Republic? Not the Czech Republic. The Prague. Wait, what was? No, god damn it. What was the thing in Chicago where they would send you over to
Chicago?
Boom Chicago. Where was Boom Chicago in?
Amsterdam.
Amsterdam, of course. Jesus Christ.
So this is Moon Chicago?
I'll only go if it's a reverse Hooters. And I think we all know what that means now.
The waitresses walk on their hands.
Mm-hmm, yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I want to just talk about some random Oregon things because they are so random. What I learned about Oregon is that it's really, really beautiful and great. What I learned about Portland is that people get pissed if it's not quirky enough. The citizens are like, we have to make sure this is the quirkiest city in the whole wide world. So that's, I'm going to get into some of that stuff. So first I want to talk about
the Zooey Deschanel of cities, if I'm not wrong.
Yes, but like 2009 Zooey Deschanel. That's an important qualifier. Did you know that Oregon has the deepest lake in America?
Sure.
Okay.
Deepest in terms of like the lake reads poetry and stuff?
Well, yeah, now you know what scene I was going to call for. Addle.
Wow,
with your genius
Addle.
Mind.
Okay. Wow.
The depth of Crater Lake is close to 2,000 feet, which makes it the deepest lake in America and among the top 10 deepest lakes in the world. I would like to see a scene.
Well, wait, I would just like to say 2,000 feet, throw in some legs and some arms, and you got an Austin there.
Nice. Let's see. Addle. Since you're so fucking smart, let's have you be this very deep lake, and you're on a picnic with your new girlfriend, played by JPC.
Hey, I'm really glad that we had a chance to just connect with nature.
Yeah, this is super fun. Your eyes are so blue.
Oh, thank you. Well, I don't want to correct you, but I think azure is the word.
Oh, yeah, I'm starving. What was that?
Azure?
I've never had it before, but I love cheese.
And I'm azure service, so let me slice up some of this manchego. Now, this is a Beverly manchego. It's produced from beavers, American beavers. This is from, you know, we milk their dams, and then we get this trickle down, and we let that sit for about 2 months. Here you go. Put that on top of a whole grain cracker.
Okay, do you mind if I step away really quickly? I told my friend that she could call to, like, if the date was going bad and I would bail. I just want to call her real quick and just let her know that is not necessary. I'll be right back.
Oh, good.
Hey, Michelle.
Hey, hello, what's up?
Okay, so this guy's fucking stupid.
Okay.
Yeah, he just told me that we were going to be
Is this the lake that you're on a date with?
Yeah, this is the lake that I'm on a date with. He told me we were going to be eating beaver cheese. Which is fucking absolutely disgusting.
But what did we say at the beginning of this year? That you were going to give everybody
we each going to fuck a lake. That's what
we're each going to fuck a lake. And I said, go for it, deepest lake.
Okay, yes, fine. But, you know, I honestly hate it because we said this in January that we were each going to fuck a lake. And then what did you do? Oh, Miss Superior.
I fucked like Superior.
In February. Yeah.
Okay, and I'm panicking
because you already fucked a lake, and now I'm trying to fuck a lake.
Okay, well, also, I don't think you're ever going to be able to, like, reach my level. So if you don't want to do it, you don't have to do it. But I just don't.
Classic,
I'm going to be the one to
Michelle.
Tell you this.
Classic.
I went above and beyond, and I fucked the Pacific Ocean. So I don't know how you're going to top
that. Sorry, what?
Yes, I've been fucking the Pacific Ocean, and it's going okay. It's not going great.
What are you doing?
Filled with trash in the middle. Not really its fault, but
I can't fuck the Atlantic. I hate New York.
Yeah, no one wants anyone to fuck the Atlantic. I would never tell you to do that, but I'm just saying, give the lake a chance. If he's a shitty guy, I'll call and say I'm dead or whatever.
Yes, please. Okay, so 5 minutes, call and say you're dead.
Okay, bye.
Okay, so.
Oh, you're back. Sorry, I was just nose deep in this George Saunders novel.
Oh, okay, well.
Ring, 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 ring.
Did you get that out of my backpack? Or
ring,
it's all
ring,
wet,
ring.
You keep that. Hold on, I gotta take this. Hello?
Hey, I got some bad news, I'm dead.
Oh my God, my friend Michelle's dead.
Oh, how eerie.
Okay, hold on. I'm back in with this guy.
Scene.
Better late than never.
Holy shit, he said better late than never.
I'm a sure thing. What else?
Well, hold on, because I'm about to talk about another body of water.
Uh-oh.
Oregon
Vavavoom.
Has the shortest river in the world.
What?
What makes a short river?
Ready?
It's an expression I've never heard before.
It's 121 feet. D River happens to be the shortest river in the world. Surprisingly, the river did not have a nickname when it was listed in the Guinness Book of Records and was just referred to as the shortest river in the world.
How is it a river?
Isn't a short river just a creek?
Just a short river. I didn't really look too much into it. I just laughed when I saw that, and then I didn't think about it anymore after that. I'd like to see a seat. You are father and son, and JPC will have you be the dad, and you've been promising your son to take him on like a trip, like a rafting trip. And in order for it to be short, you decided to take him on this river, the D River in Oregon.
All right, buddy. Let's get you in the water, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Whee!
Have fun, kiddo.
Oh, it's done.
Okay. So...
Wait,
we can probably still make the Raiders game. Let's get you back to your mom's and make sure you clean up all your stuff and everything, okay?
This isn't what I thought.
Hey, you went rafting. Happy birthday, Nick. Happy birthday, Nick.
Don't call me by my first name. That's weird. Call me Champ or Big Guy or Buddy like you did earlier.
I can't. I already have a best friend named Champ, a guy named Big Guy, and a friend named Buddy. So I'm going to get you confused with my drinking pals.
Dad, this kind of sucks. You took me to the world's smallest mountain. You took me to the world's tightest cave. You took me to the world's shortest river. This tour of the U.S. has been awful.
Hey, buddy, you know, I only took you to all those places because they were close to each other.
Yeah, come to think of it, it was all 5 minutes away. But then we're going to still make it to Las Vegas for the Raiders game?
I'm going to watch the Raiders game in the truck. On the way back from your mom's place. Look, Nick.
That can't be good. You should listen to it, not watch it. What?
Well, hey, come on. I'm not going to miss the action. Just because I'm driving, I'm not going to miss the action.
I forgot, Dad. You love watching concussions.
Nick, just so you know, okay?
Yeah.
When you're older, you're going to look back at this time and say, wow, my dad was a huge asshole. But right now, you love it.
Yeah.
You love it. You're having a great time. Okay. You're not going to think about this till much later. So why worry about it?
Okay, you're right. Yeah, no, you're right, Dad. I'll suppress it.
Yeah, this is what life is. Just deal with it till it's over.
Hey, do you mind? I'm going to step away for a minute. I told Mom I'd call if this was going bad, so I just want to call her and let her know it's going great.
Okay, but don't stray too far. I will forget about you, and I'll probably just leave.
Hello?
Hey, Mom.
Hey, what's up?
That's really, he's just not giving a lot of effort.
Oh, do you want me to say that I died?
Yeah, do you mind?
Okay, sure. Oh, wait, but didn't you get to go in the river?
Yeah, but...
Oh, don't tell me. It was only so long that you got to say wee and it was over.
Yeah, wee with three E's.
Unbelievable. That's where he took me on our honeymoon.
What?
It was horrible. Yeah, I said wee, and by the end of the wee, it was over. And that was just the sex. And then the river, same situation.
Same.
He's a terrible man.
All right. So that was fun.
Telling your kid, and that was just the sex. Full body shiver if a parent had ever said that to me as a child.
Yeah, you're gonna be messed up from that. Okay,
yeah,
so
that's the name of your indie band, right?
Mm-hmm.
Full body shiver.
Mushroom hunting is really popular in Oregon, so popular that they have a festival dedicated to it. They also have, and this is gonna sound pretty exciting for our listeners who like to get high, but don't go and find this. The biggest mushroom in the world is there.
I would say if you're, okay, I'm not a wordsmith, but if I were to name this, I would say mushroom foraging and not hunting. Hunting to me implies you're shooting something.
Oh, yeah, no.
They shoot the mushrooms?
They mushroom hunt. Yeah, they have all these hounds and they all wear rain boots and they hunt these mushrooms. And they shoot them with guns, yeah.
Wow.
That's funny because just last weekend I went meat gathering.
That's
which is just kind of like foraging around for
meats. You have
meats.
Like a wicker basket.
That's redundant. Yeah. JPC, a meat gathering is redundant.
Just like, it's like urban, you know, you're just kind of out on the sidewalk in the streets, just kind of finding whatever meats are there.
Yeah, and that's how you found my cat.
Exactly. Because a lot of the meats that you find on the street, you can't actually eat and you won't get sick.
Wait a minute. But want to guess how big this mushroom is?
Honestly, I don't.
Two boys. Okay.
10 pounds. Is it by inches or pounds or what?
It's huge. It covers 2,200 acres across the Oregon Mountains.
What?
And it's estimated to be over 2,400 years old.
This one mushroom?
Mm-hmm.
This one mushroom, it covers how much? I'd like to see the mushroom.
Where?
It covers how much?
I'll find it online. I'll send you guys a picture right now.
This is like the type of mushroom covers that much land or one single mushroom?
That one mushroom, I think.
Covers 2,000 acres?
This one mushroom covers 2,000 acres.
Mm-hmm. Now, Aaron, I've called you a liar several times, and I'm going to continue to do so.
I lie all the time, so that doesn't hurt my feelings.
A 2,000-acre-wide mushroom? Mm-hmm.
Is this the type of mushroom that, like, Link has to go to for advice? And he's like, ooh, bring me the Dooku seeds. This can't be true.
That's a mush complex.
Is it like... a bunch of mushrooms that are spread out and it's all like the roots of one mushroom?
Is it like a rat king?
Yeah.
It's like a rat king where all the mushrooms' tails are intertwined.
Yeah, that must be it.
I don't know. If it was one singular mushroom, you know that every vegetarian in the world would be living under that cap.
Well, if the cap...
It's not
that
the
mushroom,
cap. I didn't think it was the cap.
So what is this?
No one said it was the cap.
Hold on. I need to see a picture of this.
Okay, look. Go look.
But what do we Google? World's biggest mushroom?
Yeah, I'll show you.
That's got to be Photoshopped. Oregon's giant, the largest organism on Earth.
Oh, okay. So this is a really big mushroom. This mushroom looks...
That's cartoonish.
This mushroom looks cartoonishly big. It looks like something you would see in like the fucking Lord of the Rings. And I guess it just covers a bunch of ground and it's all the same organism.
Yep.
I had no idea that mushrooms could do that.
It's
pretty
called
cool.
Armillaria astoiae, commonly known as the honey mushroom.
Pretty cool.
It's bigger than both animals. Bigger than both animals.
Its total weight is more than 20 blue whales.
Considered
like
the largest and oldest organism on Earth?
Okay, so I am there, and so are you guys, and we're three people who just got high. We ate all of it, and we just got high, and it's about to kick in.
Aaron, can I just say the funniest initiation for a scene ever is, I want to see a scene, I am there, and so are you guys.
What can I say? Uh-huh.
Okay, so we just ate this mushroom and we're all tripping.
Yep. I don't feel anything yet, but we were just quiet for a while, it felt like.
Yeah. I mean, besides the floating sensation, I don't feel anything.
Yeah, bro. No, you don't have to go look at it. It's a bingo in the yard.
You think so, Carl? Are you sure?
Yeah, because I'm not going in bed.
Huh. Okay. Well, maybe you're right. We can go find something else and maybe try to get high off that. I really thought this would work. I'm sorry, guys. This is my bet.
No, it's not your fault at all. Let's start walking.
Like a song.
Oh, that's sweet.
That's right, Carl. Wow.
Wait a minute. You just said that's right, Carl, like you didn't understand what he just said.
Wait. Can you understand what Stephanie's saying, Carl?
I'm not going to die, but give me the gibberish.
Oh, don't tell me I'm talking in gibberish. Oh, fuck. I'm talking in gibberish. How about now?
Stephanie, what are you saying? Jeff, do you know what got into her? Jeff, can you understand me?
Calabop.
Okay, good. I can understand Jeff.
I can understand Jeff. I definitely can get Jeff, what he's doing.
Okay, now I have no idea what Stephanie's saying. Oh, God, what am I going to do here? I hate to do this, but I think I have to call Stephanie's mom.
Carl, what are you doing? Put that pine cone down, Carl, and stop pretending it's a phone. Where'd you both go?
scene.
I think they're pretty high.
I haven't had an opportunity to talk in gibberish in a long time.
I'm really glad that I created that safe space for you.
We've done a scene about a lake, a scene about a river, a scene about a mushroom. So obviously, Oregon is very nature forward.
Mm-mm, because I'm about to tell you about the tallest barber pole, and those don't grow in nature. Those are man-made.
What?
Mm-hmm. What's the point of a barber pole?
They're
like the
things.
Red and white swirly things, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. So it's what barbers use to get from their apartment down into the shop.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, it's that. They also, like, you can strip on it in a pinch. It shows that it's a barber shop. I actually will look up the history of a barber pole really quick.
You can lick it if you want to get a little taste of peppermint in your mouth. There must be a reason because they're ubiquitous with like barber shops, and you know, mm-hmm. there's gotta be something there.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, okay. Because barbers used to be doctors.
A universally recognized
symbol of barbering. The origins of the barber pole can be tracked back to the Middle Ages. The bloody bandages associated with bloodletting inspired the red and white stripes.
The barber pole
itself symbolizes an instrument people gripped onto during the procedure to encourage blood flow. Ew.
Gross.
I want to see a scene. Aaron and JPC, you are on an airplane flight, and one of the pilots has had a medical emergency. And Aaron, you're asking if there's a doctor on board.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry to ask everyone this, but our co-pilot is busy on the phone, and our pilot is very, very sick. Do we have a doctor in the house? Do we have a medical professional in the house?
I'm a doctor.
Oh, yes, we have. Oh, thank God. Okay, you are going to save all of our lives,
sorry,
sir.
Sorry.
Why are you sorry?
I blurted that out because technically I have the training of a person who...
Excellent. Okay, so he is exploding from the inside out.
Hold on. Oh, that's my specialty. Oh, God damn it. That's my specialty. I can no longer practice medicine. My medical license was revoked.
I'm sure everything is going to be fine. They'll forgive you. It's an emergency.
No.
I see anyone who knows what they're talking about.
No, they had a really good reason. And then they did say specifically, no emergency doctoring. That was on the email that I got.
Okay. Do we have a barber in the house?
Yes.
I'm a barber.
Oh, wait. You're a barber.
Yes, I'm...
No, not you, sir. The guy I was just talking to.
Yeah, after the doctor thing went south, I decided to get my, cosmonaut license, and so...
That's an astronaut. Sir, the other sir who said that you were a barber, are you an old-timey Middle Ages barber, or are you a current barber?
Both.
Excellent. You're a time traveler?
Yeah, but I'm not going to help you now, because you dismissed me earlier.
Well, your haircut's worse than that guy's haircut, so
bye!
Oh.
Parachute!
Holy shit.
I was wondering when that guy brought a parachute as a carry-on, and I was like, does he know something I don't? And he does.
Okay,
he did.
So you got your barber's license. How did that get taken away?
I botched a couple of haircuts.
Oh, God. Did
absolutely
they die?
Botched. What's that?
They didn't die, did they?
No, but they looked in the mirror and said, I could die.
Oh, no. Okay,
so,
well...
Yeah, and it was right before prom.
What can you do, sir?
Are you familiar with Zoom?
Yes.
The computer application Zoom?
Yes.
Could you help me call my grandkids?
Scene. He's the one that called Dr. Haircut.
The saddest part of that story is that guy had his pilot's license and could have just flown the plane. Pretty fucked up, huh?
Pretty fucked up.
I want to open up a barbershop called Dr. Haircuts. Because if barbers are doctors, that's wild.
I
can finally make my dad happy.
I'd like to show you now, just you and Aaron. I apologize to the listeners who will not get to see this. While we were recording this, Mariah was out picking up spaghetti from day camp, and she sent me this picture of a car that she was behind. And this is the license plate.
The license
meow,
plate.
Doctor. Oh, sorry. Adel was going to lie.
No, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, Adel. It's a weird fucking. Come on, go ahead.
It's a BMW. The license plate says Meow Doctor.
All right, so everybody call your local police and tell everyone they killed a bunch of people. Okay.
Cat or, that's a cat or a doctor. The driver is either a cat or a doctor.
Or both.
Or Dr. Katz.
Yeah, or it's, yeah, I guess it's, they could be a vet. Mm-hmm. They could be a doctor.
Oh, I just got it. And I hate this
answer. It's an OBGYN.
It's an OBGYN.
Oh, I was going to say it's a doctor whose patients kept being like, hey, why are you covered in cat hair? Because shouldn't you be like, you're scrubbed down, you're about to do the surgery, you're covered in cat hair.
And then he
like,
said, I know you are, but what am I?
If it was just Meow Doctor, I would assume it was a veterinarian. Because it's on a BMW sports car, that is 100% an OBGYN. And he most likely tried to get Pussy Doctor, but the plates were already taken.
He tried to get Ass Man, but they were like, Seinfeld had those plates like 30 years ago.
All so right, if let's you're look in the parking lot of an OBGYN and you see that, I'm going to need
Smash
you to turn around and find a better OBGYN to go to.
Please key HRR into their car.
Okay, I Googled very quickly OBGYN salary and then vet salary. And I got to tell you guys, OBGYNs, they make more money.
Oh, I could have told you that.
Well, hey, I wanted to pretend like I was living in a world where vets were on top.
Yeah, me too. Mm-hmm, all right, mm-hmm. I got a couple more Oregon things. I got a lot of good stuff.
Okay.
There's a part of this that made me laugh a little. The largest cheese factory in the world. Oh my gosh, I thought it was country. In the world, the Tillamook Cheese Factory attracts
many people
every year. There are many self-guided tours around the premises that you can take. What?
These are anarchy. Self-guided tours
of
the cheese factory?
Yeah.
I
want to
see a scene. You two are a married couple, mm-hmm. and you're on a self-guided tour of the cheese factory.
Honey, this is such a sweet date idea. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. I know how much you love Tillamook, and I thought, you know, we're in Oregon. This is perfect.
Yeah. When in Rome.
Or in Oregon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're just going to steal a bunch of shit, right? What?
I'm sorry?
We're going to try to steal as much shit as we can.
I'm an OBGYN for horses. We can afford to buy as much cheese as we want.
I know.
It's the best of both
worlds. Where's the thrill in that? Honey, I want to feel alive.
Look, I mean, we're going to feel alive. We bought the little headsets. Why don't we just listen to the self-guided tour?
I want to do something dangerous with you, and all the adrenaline will bond us together. Come on.
If you want adrenaline, I can suck it out of the horses. I keep telling you this.
No, that wasn't enough. I have a taste for it now. Come on, let's steal some cheese. Come on.
Brie
down my pants. Mozzarella. Right here. Mozzarella's in my bra. Okay.
What are you doing?
Watch this.
Okay.
Watch this.
Cheese, please. Cheese, please. Don't you allow cheese. You have been busted eating our cheese. What do you get when you steal Gouda? We're going to call the police. You're in trouble now. What should you do?
Don't worry, honey. He's going to run out of cheese. Cheeses and things to rhyme the different cheeses with, okay? So
I lost my place in this song.
I feel like that's not why I'm worried.
What was the last thing I sang?
Something with you.
I'll be honest, man. I was not listening.
You can do better.
You can do better than mozzarella.
I thought you were going to do cheddar.
Should have done cheddar. I really got thrown off my track. I'm going to head home.
Do you want to slap me right across the face?
No.
All right. Well, thank you. Thought I would ask.
She asked me to do it, and it's always the same answer for me as well. No.
It's okay to ask, but I'm comfortable with whatever you're comfortable with.
It's okay to ask. It's never okay to say yes.
Okay, so another thing is the original Nike swoosh design was invented in Oregon. Athletic fans may not know that the Nike logo has its origins in Oregon. The logo was designed in 1971 by Portland State University student who later sold it for $35. However, she was later compensated properly through the stock in the 1980s. Kind of cool, kind of interesting, kind of
very
weird.
Cool. Yeah, I knew Nike headquarters was in Oregon.
I didn't know that.
I forget that guy's name. Phil something?
Who's the guy?
The guy who like created Nike.
Oh, Phil?
I think his name's Phil something. Because he has a very popular book called like Shoe Dog or something.
So that can't be real. Adel just made that up.
Very popular book about shoes.
Phil Knight? Bill Nye? That's it, Bill Nye.
I'm going to start reading you a list of places in Oregon that have a weird name. And here's a little hint. I feel like some of the places are named after us.
Okay.
Okay. Are these all real?
Yeah, these are all real. The first one is Timbuktu. Kind of fun.
That is, so Timbuktu, there's a bunch of them from like the Looney Tunes Bugs Bunny comics or cartoons that I always thought were fake. But then as an adult, I realized they were real cities.
Yep. It's a real city. There's a place called Jenniopolis.
No. Did a contest winner get to name a place?
No, it has like a really, it's like from the 1800s. It's,
Nope.
Jenniopolis, isn't it?
You don't want to hear about it?
Isn't that a Death Cab for Cutie song?
It sounds like one.
It's the site of Oregon's first murder.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Wait.
And that's why.
Wait. Please tell me that it's not named after the victim.
Yeah.
Jenny
Is
died.
It?
Yeah.
Nimrod. Why?
Discharged a gun loaded with 40 shots.
Wait,
I don't even know
say?
Why this is called this. This is super confusing. I'll send.
Would you say about 40 shots?
Yeah, 40 shots. Laden shots? Even though O'Kelly was sentenced to hang, but Ben kind of blah, blah, he still managed cheap death and died of natural causes more than a decade after committing the murder. The post office at Jenniopolis, blah, 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 blah.
Huh?
Oh, nothing. Yeah, the town's not there anymore. The next one is called Boring.
Hold on. Dead stop.
There was a place called Jenniopolis, and now it's not. And the way that the person wrote the story was super confusing. And also Boring, which is probably why there's a place called Boring, Oregon.
There was.
Did Jenniopolis get replaced with Boring, Oregon? Because they were like, why do you call it Jenniopolis? They're like, well,
40 shots. Let in
10 years later. Boring, it's Boring.
Gravity Falls is based in Boring.
Oh.
Hey, real based place. In Boring sounds like we're describing me.
I know that's what I'm saying. It's all named after us. And the next one, and you guys are not going to believe this, Riddle.
Ooh, Riddle,
Riddle
Oregon?
Oregon, the site of where we will have all of our live shows from now on.
I wonder how many states have a town or a city named Riddle.
Mm-hmm. We have to do a live show in Riddle.
John Riddle, the son of William H. Riddle, pioneer settler of 1851, the town was first called Riddlesburg, then Riddles, and finally shortened to simply the quaint name we have today. It was once an important railway stop, but now it's just an old town.
A Riddle Railroads.
Old nickel mines used to be there.
Old nickel mines. That is outstanding.
Here's another one that's named after us. Idiotville.
That can't be a real place. That's a place where people live. Come on, that sucks.
Well, it's so far out in the sticks that nobody really wanted to work there.
Hello, I'm from Moron, Arizona.
Like only an idiot would want to work there, and now it's called Idiotville.
Aaron, it could also be named after the first murder. The village
that's
idiot.
That's true.
Cut.
Yeah, that's true. A lot of these places I'm not sure exist anymore, but at one point they did. This one place was called Jump Off Joe. It's kind of a dark past. Tom, Dick, and Harry Mountain. Kind of fun. Murder Creek.
Jesus. Oregon has a seedy past.
Yeah, Murder
Axe Handle,
Creek.
Scissorsville. Mm. Nobody laughed.
Wow.
Don't. I just told you not to.
Scissorsville.
Welcome to Scissorsville. It's a thing. It's a thing.
Yeah, it was named for a creek.
Doesn't, are the Decemberists are from Portland, right? I feel like.
Oh, I mean, they
probably,
must be.
Yeah.
And
that,
I feel
that
like,
sounds about right.
I feel like Portland, I could be making this up entirely. I feel like both times I went to Portland, I wanted to go on a tour where they, because there used to be like bars with like trap doors. Where like somebody, they'd get somebody drunk at a bar and then they'd pull open a trap door and they'd fall below. And then that person would be like carried onto a ship and suddenly they're like working on this ship for the
Holy
rest
shit.
Of their life or something.
That's terrible.
But I feel like that, I feel like that was a thing that happened in Portland. I could be making this up entirely, but I feel like there was a whole thing.
Yeah, where, please don't take anything ships, that we're saying in this episode as facts.
Where ships would like man their crew by using trapdoors on like drunkards.
Wait a second. Mm-hmm. Is it when? In like the 1980s? Like when is this going? When is this happening?
In
is
the
this
1980s.
Still happening today?
Yeah.
I got like, another one. This place is called Crapper, or it was.
No.
And then people went to Crapper High School. And then we got Drain. We got Whorehouse
Go
Meadow.
Go Big Shits. B-I-G-S-H-I-T-S.
This
God.
One
Flush
is named
down.
After Flush. Me, Needy.
Needy,
but nothing
Oregon?
Nothing remains of the town site today. And then
I guess there's
Blitzen.
Only 4 million people, so there's probably like 12 people in each one of these little towns.
Yep.
I do know that I think it's in North Carolina. People send this to us all the time. There's a J.P. Riddle's stadium at a...
Oh, yeah. It's yeah, like a minor league baseball team.
Yeah. Oh, I think it's a community college baseball
Oh, is it?
Field.
Oh, my God.
Maybe it's maybe
you guys,
for
what
minor.
If we did a show there?
Well, I think I looked it up one time, and I think that there's so many seats in that stadium that we would have to sell so many tickets in Fayetteville, North Carolina, that it would be... It'd be a daunting task. I think we could probably do
but
it.
But if we made it a destination and we like did it like a wedding, we blocked off hotel rooms under our name.
That's true.
We had a big company-wide picnic of all of our listeners. We're all hanging out and playing games.
And Aaron, instead of treating it like a wedding, let's just have it be a wedding where the three of us will be wed to Riddles.
Okay.
Well, Adel, you still have to do a wedding technically, right?
That's true.
Okay.
All right, we're taking over.
JP Riddle Stadium.
Have your wedding be a joke, please.
Oh,
please have your wedding be a joke.
Let us make it about the podcast.
Please.
Well, I guess my you marriage
is already
going to be
a sham. You call your relationship the podcast, JPC. So Glass House is over there.
Yeah, that's true.
I told that to Sean, and he was like, I'm really happy you don't call our relationship the podcast. I was like, well, I'm going to start. So Portland
yes.
has the
yes.
most, which is a city in Oregon, has the most bicyclists of any city. It's the most bike-friendly city in the United States. Kind of cool, kind of fun.
Very cool, very fun.
Now, do you think part of that is that it's all the way on the western end of the country? No, I guess it was incorporated in like the 1850s, right, as a state? Because I was going to say, like, was it not planned out to be like the rest of our cities here, which is like planned out to be... car centric, but it probably was. It's just like people yeah. like to do bikes.
I think that they were pretty aggressive about all the laws, is what I seem to see.
I think
in the early 2000s. Go ahead.
I think I could be wrong. Aaron, isn't Portland named after the TV show?
Yeah, it's named after the Fred Armisen TV show. Fred Armisen founded the city. And
who was he on that show?
No one. He
Great.
Was just a producer.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You guys were lying. The whole podcast is a lie. My name's not Aaron. That
what?
Over there, that's not a person. The person you know is JPC, not a person. It's a Gatorade bottle filled with pee and Gatorade. Filled with pee that was Gatorade. And then Adel is a pile of very warm laundry.
Mm-hmm.
God, that sounds nice. I would love to be the laundry, but I understand that I'm the pee, and I get that, and I will stay with
hey,
that.
But you were once Gatorade.
I'm a very warm pile of laundry cooling on a windowsill.
Oregon has the largest number of microbreweries. No one is surprised. No, oh.
no not surprised at all.
So anyways, I would like to see a seat. Adel, you are the owner of a microbrewery, and you are absolutely insufferable. JPC, you're going in for a tasting, and Allie, you're just telling them all about the very interesting, very cool different beers you have.
Hey, my man, grab a stoolioni, and we're going to hit you with a sampler.
Yeah. Okay, cool. I want to get a growler filled, so...
Rawr, a growler filled? What are we pouring stout in your cat's mouth? Anyway, let's get started
what?
Here. Huh?
What? No. To the thing about me giving alcohol to my cat.
Oh, we do have beer for cats.
Why?
Well, because a lot of people in Oregon are you know, they have pets. And sure. We started making Meowfie, which is cat for coffees, because a lot of people were like, my cat sleeps 20 hours a day. I don't get enough time to like cuddle with it or spend with it or interact okay. with it. So we started making Meowfie. And that just, you know, one thing led to another. And then they're like, my cat's too caffeinated. I need something, you know, after a long day to wind my cat down. So we start to make stout for cats.
Sure.
It's called Stats. And that was a big hit. So
yeah, I just moved here from Idaho. So this is all.
Oh, well, we do have a potato porter. So what this is.
I don't need to be talked down to. I just want to fill up on the growler. I'm just trying to explain that I don't have a lot of context for all the
gotcha.
Cat coffee.
Do you mind if I just talk down to you a little bit? So this potato porter, it does have sour cream. It is fully loaded. It has sour cream, cheddar cheese. We put some chives. We liquefied chives.
Okay, I'll try that. Can I try that?
Oh, it's actually sold out. I was just bragging. I'm sorry.
No, it's... You know what? I'm from Idaho. I'm pretty familiar with all that stuff anyway, so I probably wasn't going to get it.
Okay. Well, we do have our IP hay. And what this is we take smoked hay. We funnel all that smoke and then solidify it. So it's actually chunks of smoke.
Okay.
Then we mix that with, it is an IP hay. So the IP stands for indigenous and the P stands for potatoes. So once again, this is our potato porter.
Oh, it's another potato one.
It's sold out. It's sold out.
Okay. I was going to guess that it might be sold out. No, I think I'm in just kind of looking for like a beer, like... Kind of something regular, middle of the line.
I suggest you go to any other state and order a Coors Light.
Okay. Do you have any beer here that is on tap that is
Did
in
someone
supply?
Say beer? Hi, I'm technically the owner of this place. Can I offer you any variety of our delicious in-house made beers? I'm a bear.
Yeah, you're a bear. I see that you're wearing cartoon bear clothing.
This is a mushroom beer. We make it in-house. We drip it through this little needle. It takes 6 years to make. What's up?
I see what's going on here. Yes. It's a mushroom beer?
Yeah,
I'm still in the woods.
Beer.
I'm still in the woods, correct?
Yeah, you're Thai and your friends are trying to talk to
you. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Stop calling my mom.
Same.
Excuse me, Mrs. Anderson. I'm drinking a potato beer.
A couple more things before we wrap up. If we're going to wrap up soon.
If, you know, who
I don't
knows?
Know. This could go into infinity. I don't give a shit. Cool. There are currently 80 ghost towns listed in Oregon.
Ghost
the National Register of Historic Places confirms that a wide variety of abandoned lodging and mining towns. Kind of spooky.
Very spooky. Did you know?
Creepy.
You all know this. Janet Varney's dad is like an expert on ghost towns. Like he's written a bunch of books on ghost towns.
All right. That's really cool. She should go to Western Australia because that is... So many abandoned mining towns there that are very scary and very interesting and cool.
Are ghost towns just like towns that no one lives in anymore because like the industry around the town dried up? That's all a ghost town is, right?
Yeah, basically. So it's like a place where everybody left sort of all at once because all the industry was based over one thing.
Such and a cool name for such a normal, sad, shitty thing. Like to be called a ghost town just makes it sound so cool. But actually what happened is it's like just tragic.
Yeah. And so, it sounds better than abandoned town.
For sure.
Some of our Australian listeners can educate me more on this. But I remember that was a huge part of like the job that I had. We would learn so much about how they're really worried about Western Australia for like the next couple hundred years because it's all mining based. Like the entire left side of Australia is based on one industry. So they're like, what happens when there's no more mines? Like, do we lose? Like, does no one live in this part of the country? So they're trying to like build other industries and making it livable and culture and all these things so that people don't completely abandon half the country.
There's a lot of, I've looked on it before, there's a lot of ghost towns for sale. Like you can go online and find a ghost town and you can buy it for like $100,000.
Okay, now, well, come on. Hello.
I don't know what that means, but clickety you can clack. Own a ghost town.
All right. Everybody shut up.
Does that just mean own all the land in the town?
And the buildings and whatever else, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh my God. You guys, we have to buy one.
Did you just Google it?
Yes, of course I Googled it. Oh my God. We're buying a ghost town.
What would you do with a ghost town?
I'm sorry, what wouldn't you do, sir? Unbelievable.
We would construct a J.P. Riddle Stadium, and okay. we would make it with way less seats so that we could fill a Hey Riddle Riddle live show.
This person bought one for $70,000.
I'd buy a ghost town. I would declare it a sovereign nation. I would put up barricades. I'd arm everyone. We would fight the U.S. military.
I'd probably buy a I'd do something similar where I'd just buy a ghost town and turn it into like a paintball course.
Like, yes.
Go nuts.
You guys, like we could buy one for like $200,000, which is a lot of money. I don't think we have that.
What if we buy, let's buy, okay, here's the plan. We buy a ghost town. That's going to be a new tier on our Patreon. We buy a ghost town and we recreate whatever that city is in Silent Hill. And we reconstruct the entire city of Silent Hill. And then people pay to come feel like they're in Silent Hill.
Yeah, I think that that's great because probably one thing that's true about all these ghost towns is they're in great locations where a lot of foot traffic comes for people to want to like pay like they played paintball or doing Silent Hill.
I know
Hill.
What we're doing. You know that like there's like Plymouth Plantation and like Living History Farms and these places where people are historical enactors and they pretend they're living in a certain time of history and you can like interact with them. So people can come and stay in our ghost town, but we're going to completely make up a bullshit history that's based in nothing and we'll be there and we'll hire actors and they'll pretend and we'll be like, well, we came down from Mars and that's how they store it. This is how you make bread here. And it would be complete bullshit.
It would be funny if it's like, it's time for the 3 p.m. reenactment and it's the three of us in like old-timey clothes and it's just like, town meeting. And then JPC's like, oh, it's a little too windy. And we're like, yeah, let's move. Yeah. It's like, well, the next reenactment will be at 3:03.
Yep. That's when we'll celebrate Old Bacon Day, the day where everyone sat and ate as much bacon as they could.
I just want to be like, buy a ghost town and then do like living historical reenactment tours where people are like, oh, let's go to the ghost town and be like, hi, my name's Jeff, and when the Sears closed down in 1994, this became a ghost town, and I'm stuck here, and everything's 1994.
When I stopped working at Sears, I basically died.
Wow. You know what we just guided people towards? Land for their cults. Ooh. Guys, please don't buy one of these lands and then start a compound for your cult.
Can Oregon change their name to Land of a Thousand Cults?
Yep.
Let's buy a ghost town and then let's reshoot Kid Nation in this ghost town.
Okay, and we'll do it right. And by doing it right, I mean multiple seasons.
Do you want to hear a news article that I found from Oregon Today that we do not have time to explore?
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Six earthquakes strike off Oregon coast Thursday morning. Six earthquakes struck between 150 and 200 miles off the coast.
And for a while, they were the only state with an official state nut. Neptune, everybody. Have a great time.
Bye-bye. Moon Chicago.
See ya. Thank you for listening to Welcome to Oregon. If you want us to do your state next, comment it below or send us an email at hrrpodcast@gmail.com. Goodbye. Blue Crew.
Dang it, that's the wrong theme again. I mean, they are really similar, dude.
That was Clue Crew, so now here's a who's who. The relatable host was Aaron Keith. If you rolled your eyes, it's because of Adel Rafi or that other young guy, fucking JPC. Casey Tony edited what everybody said, and F. Mumbly Cardamus did the logo. Arnie Parrott sang and wrote every single friggin' note of 1, 2, 3, 4, Hate Riddle Riddles, Clue Crew.